Hey everybody, this is RJ from the Helping Friendly Podcast. Just wanted to bring you a quick hit. We realize we're a couple days behind with the Meriwether Night 2 quick hit. I'll tell you a little bit about that show in a second, in the rare case that you haven't heard about it. We're 18 shows into summer tour 2018. Curveball starts officially in 2 days, but people are heading up today, Wednesday, and tomorrow, Thursday. We'll be there, the HF Pod team minus Brad, sadly. But we're super excited to be up there. We're going to be doing a bunch of events. And if you're going to be there, come by and say hello. If you're not going to be there, you can follow along at home and watch our couch reports. We're going to be doing more of those. Tom Marshall and some of our Osiris people will be doing some live stuff from Curveball. So check out osirispod.com/curveball and look in the show notes for a few specifics. We're 18 shows in here. Started in Tahoe, ended at Meriwether. It's been about a month since the tour kicked off. I think we've seen a few great shows, a lot of really good shows. We've seen some interesting improv and some interesting jams. And the way they closed it out on Sunday night in Meriwether was just pretty astounding. Triple Tweezer Reprise, which is probably the headline, but the show was just so high energy from the start. They played three first-timers in 2018 to kick off the show, Llama, Big Black Furry Creature from Mars, and Meat. Alaska, Tweezer, Into Bathtub Gin, Into the Curtain With, and right when we thought the curtain with, which was beautiful with, thought the set would be over. And then they go into this chalk dust, and it felt like Trey just did not want the set to end. It was a super high energy, pretty strange. It wasn't just a straightforward rock jam. There was some weird guitar from Trey, something like you'd hear in the 90s. And then finally back into Chalk Dust to end the first set. And it was an incredible show. And that was just the first set. And we were all a little bit amazed that we had only seen one set so far. Second set, of course, there was the Tweezer in the first set, which wasn't a super long Tweezer, but it was good. It was rocking. It was a fun Tweezer. And of course, they had to open set two with Tweezer Reprise. That led into a No Man, which had a really nice jam. Again, probably 12 minutes or so. Really, really nice. Into Twist, into Caspian, into Piper, into Backwards Down the Number Line, into 2001, into Harry Hood. Not a single ballad. I mean, unless you count Caspian, which I wouldn't, but not a single slow song the entire show, really. No stopping in the second set, all segues throughout. The first set had a number of those as well, not a lot of stopping, except when they were discussing what to play, especially at the beginning of the show. It seemed like Trey kept wanting to play songs that they haven't played in a while, and from where I could see it, it looked like Paige and Mike were just like, all right, let's do it. So it was really fun to see. It was super high energy. They're having a good time. The encore, Heavy Things, and then the first sort of slow song, Bug, into Tweezer Reprise, our third Tweezer Reprise of the night. It was a blast, and I think I can't say enough about how high the energy was and how ready it seemed like they were to play. Going back from Meriwether, I think we saw some really good sets throughout the tour. Going back to, it looked like each run had, you know, one or two really great sets that are worth revisiting. I think the most notable shows at this point, to me at least, and people will probably disagree, The Gorge the first night, The Gorge the third night, the first night of Bill Graham, the first night of the Forum, second set of Austin, the first night of Atlanta, some of the third night of Atlanta, and I think people liked the first night of Camden more than the second night. Second set of Walnut Creek, Raleigh had the Runaway Gym Antelope, Runaway Gym Antelope, Makasupa Antelope, You Enjoy Myself, which was pretty cool, and then the second night of Meriwether. So there's a lot to go back to. But of course, we can't really go back until after Curveball, which is this weekend. We're going to see two sets on Friday, three sets on Saturday, two sets on Sunday, and there's a lot going on. We're frantically packing and getting ready. We're going to be broadcasting live. We're going to be recording stuff. We're going to be holding some events. Like I said, you can see the details at osirispod.com/curveball or look in the show notes here. But we wanted to make sure we brought you a quick hit, and even though it's just me, I hope you guys got a feeling for the show if you haven't heard it or seen it yet. And I think we'll leave you I think we'll leave you with a little bit of the Tweezer reprise opener into No Men, because I think that was a really, really nice part of the show. So thanks as always for tuning in. You'll see us back after Curveball, and we're going to go back to having some, you know, typical episodes starting post Curveball and before Fall Tour. We're really excited. We appreciate the support and feedback. Give us a review on Apple Podcasts if you haven't already. And, you know, send us thoughts, feedback, questions. And thank you, as always, for listening. Hope you all enjoy the weekend. If you're going to Curveball, be safe. If you're going to be staying home, hope you're able to follow along from home. And Couch Tour should be a pretty fun weekend. Thanks again for listening. Hope everyone out there has a good weekend. Keep on rocking. Thank you.